Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for being with us, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. I don't know if you were able to catch a little bit of the probe into the findings of what the medical schemes report had reported on. Apparently, there is a lot of contestation to the report itself. And we just wanted to get a sense of what the industry itself is saying about the report that was done by Thembeka Ngqubaitobi, which is a Council for Medical Schemes, and the investigation that was asked. It was a request by the Minister of Health, Aron Motsoaledi. So let's just get some sense of what exactly was the result of that investigation. CEO of the Council for Medical Schemes, Dr. Musa Kumete, is on the line with us this evening. Dr. Kumete, thank you so much for joining us, and really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much for inviting us, and good evening to your listeners.
So let's talk a little bit about the Section 59 panel's final report, which was handed over to the minister yesterday. Lots of contestation to what was entailed in the report. What did you make of it as the South African, as the Council for Medical Schemes?
We initiated this process after we received complaints.
Yeah.
There were two groups of healthcare practitioners. One was called the Solutionist Thinkers, and the other was called the National Healthcare Professionals Association. These two groups mostly have black GPs or general practitioners and other groups within these professional associations. They came to us and the minister complaining that they felt treated unfairly by medical schemes, and they specifically indicated that they think it's because of race and ethnicity. So we then in 2019 approached the minister to approve this probe. We then came in terms of reference, and then there was a process to identify the three panelists who then did the probe. Being the chair, being advocate, senior advocate by Toby, and then advocate Adila Hassim, senior counsel as well, and then advocate Kerry Williams were the three. They were then supported by a law firm called Lawtons Africa, who were the secretariat of this panel. So that is how it started. They did their work, and then in 2021, they released a report, which was an interim report.
Yes.
This report had similar findings, basically, as indicated now, procedural unfairness and discrimination being the two main issues that they found. They then got more input from stakeholders in the sector, being the providers, the schemes, the administrators, and anyone else who felt that they had something to offer. Went back and gave more input. So they have now come back after 4.5 years with the final report. And the final report has confirmed that there is indeed procedural unfairness in the application of Section 59 of the Medical Schemes Act. They've, basically, I'm not sure if people know what that means. The Medical Schemes Act is our Bible as medical schemes industry, because all what we do comes out of that Act of 1998.
Yes.
And Section 59 talks about how we get paid, that is, providers, how they are paid by schemes. It has three areas. There's one, two, and three. Section 59, one, which talks that if there is a service that has been rendered, schemes must pay for that service. And then two, it says if a service has been rendered, they must be paid within 30 days. And then three says if a scheme has paid a bona fide service in its view, but then later on discovers that the service that it paid for was either not rendered, or there was some fraudulent action, or some abuse, then it can recoup or can claim back or claw back whatever has been paid. So the three is the issue that is now being investigated. The allegations were that black doctors and other health professionals felt that schemes were unfairly clawing back from their practices on allegations of fraud, waste and abuse. And said that they were trapped. They felt someone came to their practices under pretext of asking for something and recorded whatever action. And then years later, the person the scheme would then come back with evidence that at some point you did this fraudulent activity, and they would go back for a number of years. That is what the allegation is.
Sure.
And some said they were penalized for a period up to 3 years sometimes. And then it would mean that whatever amount you had claimed for 3 years would be clawed back.
Sure.
So this resulted in a lot of practitioners losing their practices, having to leave practices, or where sometimes they were not asked. They were then asked that they should not claim from medical schemes, but they could still service the patients using cash fee for service. So it meant patients who were on medical aid had to make a call whether I pay cash or I move to another service provider. So that is what they felt happened to them. And they thought, in their view, that this was based on race and ethnicity. Others obviously committed suicide. There's an allegation that others were depressed and ended up committing suicide. Those are the allegations that we received. Report is basically responding to that.
I mean, when I look at some of the findings here as well, in 2014, you have a black dental therapist under GEMS who were, they say, about three times more likely to be investigated and found guilty of fraud and waste and abuse than white dental therapists. And I suppose behind all of this is that there is more scrutiny towards black dental therapists rather than it being because they're more corrupt.
The schemes indicated that they were not prejudicing black doctors or health professionals, but were using tools and algorithms to identify either fraud, high usage and whatever. And therefore, that was the defense of the scheme. So what this report has done, it has taken those algorithms and applied them and looked at the risk ratios per year as to what they come up with. And what you are quoting are the risk ratios per year that they have identified in that year. That if you were a member of GEMS in the year you indicated, dental therapists were 3.7 times more likely to be flagged for fraud. And if you're a member of Discovery, if you're a black psychiatrist, you are 3.44 times likely to be flagged for fraud. And if you're a member of Med Scheme, or your scheme was a member of Med Scheme, because Med Scheme is administrator, black anesthetists were 6.39 times, basically 600 times more likely to be flagged for fraud. So in their view, the panel felt that without getting into proving in terms of law, these results were damning, that the tool or the algorithms used in the tool were more leaning towards discriminating against black practitioners. So that is what they have put in front of us.
Yeah.
And then the second thing that besides the procedural fairness, they've made recommendations, obviously, about what we can do about that. The second thing they have looked at, the issue of discrimination. Their finding is that there is unfair discrimination on the ground of race.
Okay.
That is the point that they've made, that all this suggests that there is unfair discrimination on the basis of race. And therefore, they've made recommendations for the minister, recommendations for us as the council, and then recommendations for schemes as well on what they could do. Some of the things, obviously, because there was an interim report, there is some work that has been done since the interim report, especially on forming a fraud, waste and abuse tribunal. We are in agreement with the schemes to participate in the tribunal. There is a process ongoing there to put together the tribunal.
So, you know, if it's not the algorithm, and there was no intention for the algorithm to be discriminatory, is it the bias of those who input the algorithm? Is that what the part of the finding was?
The finding is that no one knows what is contained in the algorithm except the scheme or the company that the scheme uses to put together the algorithm. So their proposal is that either the schemes voluntarily submit the documents related to the AI, the algorithms, and the software that is used, submit it to everyone, to the industry, so that we all know what is involved there, and so that if there are tweaks that need to be done to make it fair, those tweaks are made. The second proposal is that if that is not possible, the panel suggests that the council as a regulator should then own this tool so that it becomes a legislated tool that the council does for the whole industry.
Yeah, because I mean, I imagine the algorithm may not necessarily explicitly say black practitioner or psychiatrist or a therapist or you know, or physician, but it may say a practice in, we may flag particular locations and say in this area there, you know, we must flag I don't know, more of what comes out of area X as opposed to area Y, leading us obviously to it being a kind of area where there would be more black, you know, clinicians in that area. Because that's quite a grayish kind of area. But I mean, obviously the consequences are dire.
In fact, it's like you were part of this, you know, panel presentation, because that's exactly what they said. They said if you go to Durban South, they made an example of Durban South, and they will find a lot of Indian doctors there. And if you do this and you identify that area, you will suddenly be saturated with Indian doctors, and you'll pull them out as being, you know, out of sync with whatever, because you have decided that you're using your algorithm in an era that is predominantly of Indian origin. So those are some of the things they said they need to be dealt with, you know, when you ensure that the tool is not biased in any form.
So obviously, as I said earlier, there are those who are rejecting this. The Board of Healthcare Funders is saying, well, they you know, As we spoke, nobody explicitly, you know, inputs an algorithm that is racist. What's the balance of where the need to move and maybe interrogate what is happening according to what the finding is, and those who are maybe resisting the report itself?
Well, we only received the report yesterday, so I think most people are just reacting without necessarily going into detail and reading the report and understanding the report. For as a council for medical schemes, we're still going to present this report to the council. The council will pronounce on its view on the report, but we are the ones with the minister who asked for the report to be done. So we will pronounce on how we're going to deal with the recommendations on the report. We have seen statements from the Board of Healthcare Funders and Discovery almost saying the same thing. We will engage with them, obviously, going forward on the way forward of dealing with this. This is for the industry, so we don't expect the industry to fight over this, but obviously there's a There is a huge matter at stake here, the livelihoods of doctors, of practitioners, and also the sustainability of schemes. We're not saying there is no one who is corrupt or doing fraud or abuse, but if we have to find them, we must all accept the tools used are not discriminatory in any form.
Well, I mean, if the mirror shows us an ugly picture, we don't always like to accept that, you know, so it's understandable. And so, but I think this is very important, as you're saying, the industry does need to reflect, because I suppose it will benefit all of us. So thank you for initiating all of this, and thank you for the patience it's taken for us to get to this point. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much for inviting us.
That's the CEO of the Council for Medical Schemes, Dr. Moser Kumete.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.